We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Jeff was telling us about his friend who got engaged on Valentine's Day. She said yes, but then she told the guy, yes, but you need to redo this on a different day that is not Valentine's Day. So here's the question. Is she allowed to do that? Or is he signing up for a lifetime of complete misery? Hey, Ashley in Kennesaw.
I don't think that he should have to repropose. I think that is up to him and she can't control it.
If Valentine's Day is what he chooses, then that's what you get.
But she's already... Right? But that ship has already sailed, Ashley. So the question now is, does he have to run for his life? Like, does he have to cut and get out? Because the fact that she even said that out loud is insane, right?
I think he needs to grow a backbone and tell her, sorry, this is what I chose. And if you want to be with me, then you need to respect that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Samantha and Jackson, what do you think?
I don't know. I just really think he should have picked another day. I gave my fiance kind of specific instructions to not do it on any holiday. It just makes it more cliche.
So it doesn't feel as authentic.
Yeah. It's kind of like scripted almost. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Here are the circumstances, Jen, of what he did. So they've been together for quite a while. They live together. So the engagement and the wedding is like almost like a formality. Like everybody knows that they're going to be together forever, right?
Okay.
But he decides, you know what? I'm going to make it official. They've had conversations about it. And he pulls the ring out yesterday and she's overjoyed. Oh my gosh. Yes, 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 yes. And puts the ring on. And then when it comes time to the, you know, let's take a picture of it for Instagram and post it, she goes, well, here's the thing. I don't want to be a Valentine's Day proposal. So I want sometime between now and she picked some random date in June, like her mom's birthday or something. So she said, between now and that date, propose again, and that's what we'll use as our proposal date. But she said, the answer's yes. I'm going to say yes. I accept your proposal. You need to redo it. And until you redo it, we can't tell anybody about it.
Megan and McDonald, what do you think?
Homeboy needs to run, and he needs to run fast and far away because he is setting himself up for a life of not being good enough and a life of failure.
Thank you.
Oh, no. But isn't she allowed to have an opinion about her proposal?
I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing. If she loves this guy, then why does the day matter? If she's really that excited, it really shouldn't matter.
All right. We want to hear from you. 404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show. Does he need to run? Or is it okay that she said, a new proposal, please?
Okay. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right. Here's the question. Does Jeff's friend have to run for his life? He proposed to his girlfriend. She said yes. On Valentine's Day, but then she said, you need to repropose on a different day because Valentine's Day is too cliche for me. So what do you think about this? 404-263-0941 is our number. Intern Amanda is in here fiery mad right now.
The comments on Facebook have fueled my fire even more than I was before because everybody's like, he needs to run. And here's my thought on it is that everybody's acting like he's crazy or that she's crazy for saying this. But first of all, they've been together for a long time. So he should already know what type of person she is anyways. And maybe she is this type of person where she demands more things. But he signed himself up for that in the first place. So he knows that that's how she acts towards things. Second of all, if that's what she needs to fulfill her happiness in the engagement and she's like, yeah, I want to be married to you, but I would like it on a different day. Then what's the problem with him being like, okay, like if that's going to make you the happiest, then yeah, I'll propose on a different day.
Amanda,
but third of all, it's just not special. Like everybody gets engaged on Valentine's Day. Maybe she just wants something special for them and that's fine. It is not, it doesn't make her crazy at all.
But the thought and the passion that men put into a proposal.
But that's just the thing. Is she's saying on Valentine's Day, he didn't put enough thought
into it. It's
almost
lazy.
That's the problem.
Oh, so anybody who proposes on Valentine's Day is lazy?
Well, it's like, oh, I didn't get you a gift. Might as well get you a ring.
Alyssa in Atlanta.
Hi. Yes, I totally agree with intern Amanda. That is ridiculous. He should definitely know what kind of girl he is. I am that kind of girl. And if they've been together for so long and they live together, he should know. My best friend got engaged on Valentine's Day, and all the time we're just like, remember that time you didn't get your own day?
Thank you.
I can't believe this is happening.
Candace and McDonough.
I totally agree with her as well. I told my now husband, we've been together for 16 years. I told him when we were first started dating, do not do it on Valentine's Day. Do not do it on Christmas. Do not do it on my birthday.
Yes.
Pick some random day and show me that you love me and that you want to spend the rest of your life with me. Like, I do not want it as a present, and do not do it during dessert, during dinner.
What?
Yes.
I said no, because I'm not a foodie. Like, pick something that relates to us. We are huge Disney fans, so we went down for, we spent a huge long, like, 3-week vacation at Disney for Christmas a few years ago, and he did it in front of Cinderella's castle. It was just us and the photographer.
You don't want it's something cliche, but you did it in front of Cinderella's castle?
But that's what meant most to us. Now, if you are a foodie and dessert is your thing, if you're a pastry chef, by all means, do it during dessert.
What about do it when
you... us.
How about this, Candace, and other person whose name I forgot, and Amanda, how about just do it when love fills your heart and it overflows?
No, it's going to be thoughtful. Nobody's buying it.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.